swarm around my head. 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.
Hello, this is Eric Meljack with the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club. Poet Benjamin Meyer's moving collection, Black Sunday, chronicles the Dust Bowl from the points of view of those who experienced it firsthand, those trapped in the plains with the dust burying them as it rained down from the skies. Of note is a particular poem. Henry reflects on the dust reaching Washington, D.C. This bit of verse serves as a glimpse about what hearing news, by radio or otherwise, from the nation's capital really means to those suffering from the effects of one of the nation's most crippling disasters. The poem begins with Henry noting, "Today I heard the dust stone reached the dome, back east, the one them senators sit under, debating how to stop our home sweet home from blowing up their nose." Such a notion, that those under the dark cloud of the Dust Bowl hear that the nation's leaders only worry about those in the plains once the capital is touched by dust, is Meyer's perfect capture of the helplessness and hopelessness of those trapped and strapped by something the elected can't nearly understand, total devastation. In a brilliant stroke, Meyer's poem serves as a reminder that, during the Dust Bowl, the connection to the news, broadcast to those under the cloud, was at best simply laughable. Those governing the nation simply did not understand the suffering of their own people. As Henry says at the end of the poem, "But by the time our dirt has smudged their shiny shoes, we'll all be buried here and last week's news." This is a sobering notion. What one who suffers hears is simply the disconnect, the failure to be understood, and ultimately the irrevocable loss and hopelessness felt when the governing only care about anything at all when they themselves are affected, while those who are governed find themselves ankle-deep in tragedy.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The Book Club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas, and from Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas. Find more at hppr.org.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all, went searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hands. And I know you need me in the next room over, but I am stuck in here.